Now to the universe of Ani DiFranco. In the 1990s, the singer-songwriter enjoyed huge success on her own independent label. These days, she still tours and records, but she hasn't garnered the same attention. Our music critic Robert Christgau thinks it's time for that to change.
For an Ani DiFranco fan, amazed by her one fine album a year just like that between 1995 and 1999, the many albums she put out in the aughts just weren't up to par. So her new one, Which Side Are You On?, comes as a surprise and a tremendous relief. The first words out of her mouth are the most striking she's uttered on record in over a decade.
Every time I open my mouth, I take off my clothes, and I'm raw and frostbitten from being exposed. I got red scabby hands and purple scabby feet, and you can smell me coming from halfway down the street. Oh.
That one's called Lifeboat, sung in the voice of a homeless woman who's pretty jaunty, considering. Clearly, DiFranco wanted to get our attention and knew how. The rest of the new album's more personal. But one way it's more personal is set up by that homeless woman. It's consistently political and so feminist, it risks using the term.
Feminism ain't about women. Now that's not who it is for. It's about a shift in consciousness that we're bringing into war. So listen up, you fathers. Listen up, you sons. And tell me which side are you on now? Which side are you?
That's the title track of Which Side Are You On?, a rewritten version of the folk chestnut accompanied by Pete Seeger on banjo and some horn players from New Orleans, DiFranco's current hometown. The singing is direct in a way it's seldom been recently because, as her political outspokenness signifies, she feels grounded again. Often, Which Side Are You On? Could pass for a love album to her husband and producer Mike Napolitano. Here's how a slow one called Hearse begins.
I don't want to strive for nothing anymore. I just want to lie here with you. Keep the walls outside the door.
DiFranco began the aughts in a marriage that ended in 2003. She ruminated and worked on her guitar playing. She won an album packaging Grammy. In 2007, she gave birth to a daughter, and in 2009, she married Napolitano. It would be too simple to claim that domestic stability got her back on the right track. Maybe it's just that, as one new song puts it, you get happier as you get older if you do things right. In any case, I'm happy for Ani DiFranco, who's never deserved anything less.
You know, I have enjoyed my life. It's been exciting.
The new album from Ani DiFranco is called Which Side Are You On? Our reviewer is Robert Christgau.
No more fighting.
This is NPR News.